After reading the Fortune essay, David Lilienthal spoke of it in his diary as another nasty and obviously inspired article attacking Robert Oppenheimer.
As Lilienthal neatly summarized it, the article purported to expose how Oppenheimer, Lilienthal, and Conant had tried to block development of the H-bomb, but straws saved the day, etc.
From there on, J.R.O., Oppenheimer, is the instigator of a kind of conspiracy to defeat the idea that the strategic bombing unit of the Air Force has the answer to our defense.
Lilienthal didn't know it, but the Fortune essay had been written by one of the magazine's editors, Charles J.V. Murphy, who was an Air Force Reserve officer and who had, moreover, an unacknowledged collaborator, Louis Strauss.
Sometime after the Fortune magazine attack, Oppenheimer, Robbie, and DeBridge met C.D. Jackson at Washington's Cosmos Club to discuss the piece. Afterwards, Jackson reported to Luce that they were absolutely furious about the essay, which they described as the unwarranted attack on Oppenheimer. He told Luce that he had tried to defend the magazine's integrity, but that I had privately felt that Murphy and Shepley, Time Magazine's Washington bureau chief, had been engaging in an unwarranted anti-Oppenheimer crusade.